Begin the current daf Masech the Shabbos daf Tes. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin the taste of the Bemaskel Tes. Begin to the words of the Gemara. That is it. Avagav the Lesli Lechi Bechulu. Is that even if it doesn't have its own side post? Which Tes comes to explain what type of iskufa, what type of threshold are we talking about? And that is the Gemara had the question that is it possible to say, like we learned in the Braisa, that the iskufa functions at two different domains. If the door is open, then it's like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And even though there's no lechi, which Pirish Rashi explains, the Sagadaitach, because the assumption of the Gemara right now is, Demari biskufa's mavoi. We're talking about the threshold of a mavoi, Shechshiri belechi, which was validated with a lechi. And that's the Gemara's question. Since generally the lechi permits and the innermost, it's on, first of all, it's on the innermost part of the threshold, and it permits from the innermost part of the lechi. If so, how could you carry in the threshold? It's beyond the area of the lechi that permits carrying in the mavoi, and as the Gemara brought that even in the Teicha Pesach, you need another lechi to permit it. That was the Gemara's question, according to Rashi. Says Taisa, but here, that does not seem to be correct. The Kama B'Samach, from the fact that the Gemara shortly tells us, after it gives one interpretation of the Merav, that the Brice is talking about the skufa of the mavoi, which half it was covered with the beam, half it was not, and that the Gemara gives another answer. Ravashi says, La'olam, truthfully, b'skufas b'ais. We're talking about the threshold of a house. If you're saying La'olam, that's generally a terminology to say that it's actually as we originally thought in the Havamina. But according to Rashi, we never had that in Havamina. We're only talking about the Mavoi. What are we saying, La'olam b'skufas b'ais? Elanera rather says, Taisus, it would seem, the Mari B'chal is Kufa. Now in the Havamina, the Gemara is actually talking about a threshold of any domain. Bein the Mavi, whether of a Mavi, bein the Bais, whether of a house, bein the Chatzah, whether of a courtyard. Now, but then, what do you do with the Gemara's question? We could understand why Rashi was saying it was talking about a Mavi, because the Gemara's question of Lechi pertains to a Mavi. So that says Taisus, Benokat, but the Gemara grabs on Avagav de Lesli Lechi as its question. Why? Even though it doesn't have a Lechi, that's Mishum Mavi. That's because one of the cases of Mavi. Because the bias of a Chatzah, because regarding a house and a courtyard, you cannot ask the question, what, even though it doesn't have a Lechi? Because actually a house and a courtyard ain't a Nitra B'Lechi occur. It does not become permitted with a side post and with a crossbeam. Eleb Pasim, only with a board that's four, that's a width of four. And not just with like a lechi, that's just the width of whatever it is, even the minute amount. So if we're going to ask the question, we're asking the question on that of Mavi, but the truth is the halacha that we're talking about, if the doors open or closed, according to Taisus and Havamin, is pertaining to all types of thresholds. Or Inami, another approach you could say, why are we asking Avagav to Lesli lechi, is actually Nakat lechi. The reason why we pick that up the side post, which again, that's specifically regarding the Mavoi, and which in the corner of the first answer, Taisus does not pertain to a Bais and Chatz, which need more than just the side post. Says, no, actually, Mishum de Bais and Chatz and Namin Nitarn. According to the second approach of Taisus, actually, that also is something that permits, even by a house in a courtyard. And we're asking, what, even without the Lechi, these Iskufim could be permitted if the door is open? Because Belechi Mekan, Belechi Mekan, so it says we're talking about when you have a side post on either side of the entryway. This that you need a board of Dalid is only when it's on one side. When it's on both sides, actually it is valid, even if it's just a Lechi, and therefore the Gemara's question was actually not only on the Skufa's Mavi, actually was even by a Skufa of a Bayis and a Chatz. Now this continues and says, this that the Braisa tells us, which our Gemara is discussing, that the threshold functions at two different domains, says Taisus, Umayri, what type of threshold are we talking about? Which threshold is the entryway of the area that you're going into? Is the kaima iskufa keneged oivya chaima? We're talking about where the threshold is opposite the area of the thickness of the wall. The hainu, what does that mean? Bein lechayayim, between the side posts, shu teicha pesach, which that's the middle of the entryway of the threshold, which means to say, like when you have a wall on the two sides of the mavi. It's like a cul-de-sac where the house is opened up to the courtyard, and the courtyard is opened up to this mavoi. When the end of the mavoi, which opens up into the Rishus HaRabim, right by the entryway, there's the part of the wall thickens. That's where the threshold is, and its two sides are like two side posts, because since the wall sticks in a little bit more into the mavoi area, that's like side posts, so it's sticking in to the area of the mavoi more than the rest of the wall. That's where the threshold is. Now, Vadelas Hemedes Eitzel Oiva Chema Shel Tzad Penim. Now, the door is a little bit, it's recessed into the area of the Mavli. It's in the inner part of the threshold, which is towards the side of the Mavli, not to the side of the Shesaral. Oh, it says Tais Lachi, and therefore that's the halacha of the Braisa. Pesach Besuachib, the door is open, Kilifnim. It's like the area within of the Mavli, Shaisi Oivi, because that thicker part of the, which is the end of the Mavli, which the thicker walls that are sticking in, Rishat Seyacha Gemuri, really, According to biblical law, this is a bona fide Rosh Hashanah. Sheyesh legimel mechitzas, because it has three walls, as Tosfos explains. You have beis mechitzas mo'ei v'achayim, you have the two walls of the thicker part of the wall, v'shlishas letzad panim. And the third one is the one from the inside, meaning of the threshold, which is to the side of the mavoi, not to the side of Rosh Hashanah. Because, as Tosfos explains, afa pishim mitzad revi'is two parts b'meluoi. So, okay, so you have three walls, the two walls on the side, and the inner wall, which is basically the end of the mavi, which is closed off. So it says Taisis, or it could be even the thicker part of the doorway of the skupa, but either way, you have three walls. Now, Ava Bisham, it's had revised two parts of Mimlui, although on the fourth side, it's totally breached open to the Rosh Hashanah. There's no doorpost. Falach, even so, that's what the Bryce is saying. Kimincha Pesach Pesuach, since the doorway is open, we view that thicker part of the wall as if it's nullified and it's part of to the area of within, which that area has actually four walls, which these the four walls are the walls of the mavoi, and you have the walls at the back, and you have the walls that are the fourth side is really like a tzuris ha-pesach. It's the opening of the mavi. That's a fourth wall. So therefore, if the walls or if the door is open, we view it as part of that, and therefore it's going to be permitted. It's not to be considered like as if it's parts bimeloi. Now, however, pesach nol, if the door is closed, then kalachutz, we view the part of the threshold as if it's on the outside. The kibitru nol, once the door is closed, in the batel mashab b'fnim, it's not secondary to what's inside, because the door is blocking it off. V'avakanif, it's b'melui, l'makom asa, it's like it's breached to an area that's a forbidden area, because it's open up to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim straight, direct. And therefore, then it would be forbidden. However, says Tosfos, this is what in the Braisa, that if the door is closed, then the halacha, the threshold, is like on the outside. V'lav davka kilachutz. So Tosfos clarifies, doesn't really mean necessarily to the area what's right outside of it, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemur Himid Reisa, because actually according to biblical law, as we mentioned before, it's really Rosh Hashanah Yachid Kimish Yesh Legim Machitzes. It has three walls. It has, even if the door is closed, the door is the third wall, and you have the two walls. V'asal Taltim Shem Luchot. Actually, you would not be able to carry from the threshold to the area outside of it, which is Rosh Hashanah. Rather, explains Taisis, Kari Kalachutz, the reason why we're calling it like what's on the outside is Lefisha Eini Kilafnim. It just means because it's not like the area on the inside, meaning, Vasla Tatlum Befnim, you not like carry from the area of within, La'ivia Pesach Derech Nekev, to the part of the thicker part, which that's the threshold area, through a hole, let's say, Miesh Bedelis. Let's say if the door has a hole, you would not be able to carry from the inner part, which is the permitted part of the Mavli, which is like Rosh Hashanah Yachid, to the threshold area, which would be like a Karmelis. So again, according to the first approach of Taisis, it's not really Kilachutz in the sense of like the area of Rosh Hashanah, because actually it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid biblically. It just means it's not like what's in the inside, which would be permitted to carry. Or Inami, or another approach Taisis says, actually, Yesh Liyashim Kilachutz, you actually could resolve the wording, it's like the area on the outside of the door is closed. Kugenshim Besuch, like Karmelis, like if it opens up to a Karmelis. Oh, if it's open to the Karmelis, it's exactly what it is, or what's on the outside, because the threshold is a Karmelis, because the door is closed, and that's it's the same thing as the area beyond it, which is also a Karmelis. Now, Taisa clarifies, and he says, we just explained that the Skufa is it's in the wall part, but all the way at the end where the walls stick out a little bit more, that's like the two side posts, and that's the dependent if the doors are open or closed. Because Taisa says, Avod Biskupa Kula Bishasa Rabim, because if the threshold is actually not in the Mavi itself, the threshold, which is like the entryway, is actually out of the Mavi, it's actually right beyond it, in the Rosh Hashanah, beyond the thick part of the wall, like Logmis says, that you cannot explain as the halacha of the Braisa, as Taisa says. The love gavoy gimel, if it's not three tefachim high, that fill a pesach pasuch, even if the door would be open, it would be like the area beyond it, because that Rosh Hashanah. Anything beneath three tefachim from the ground of Rosh Hashanah is like Rosh Hashanah. The gavoy gimel v'rochav dal, let's say the threshold is a height of three tefachim and a width of four tefachim. Then Karmelisi, it's a Karmelis, those are those dimensions. Then it's not like the area of within or of without, because it's not Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's not Rosh Hashanah. Now, the main Ruch HaBadalt, and if it does not have a width of four tefachim, actually, Makam Tuhu, it's an exempt area. And then actually, it's always going to be like the area of within and without, meaning, since it's a Makam Tuhu, an exempt area, you could carry from it to Rosh Hashanah Yachid or to Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Taisa says, obviously, that we're talking about that it's not in the beyond the area of the walls of the Mavi. It's all the way there at the edge of it, but it's within the area. Now, says Taisa, be kaima kul lefnim, and actually if all of the threshold would be within the area of the maven, meaning not just like where the walls get thicker, then imkein la'olam, then actually always, whether if the door is open or if it's closed, the area of the threshold is going to be hukah lefanim, is going to be like the inner part. So rather, like we explained, it must be that the iskufa is between the walls of the mavay and the part where the walls get a little bit thicker and start jutting out towards the inner part of the mavay. That's the case that the Bryce is talking about. Now, Taisus is now going to ask a question based on his interpretation, not like Rashi, that the Gemara's Havimin of Skufa, the threshold is talking about not just of Mavah, but even of Bias. So Taisus wonders, Vim Taimra. And if you're going to say, Kim de Mayr Biskufa's Bias, so if we're talking about that the threshold is even that of a house, Imke Maipar, so what's the Gemara's question? Oh, is Avagav de Lesli Lechi, even though it doesn't have a side post? But Viskufa's Bias Mistama Makuruhu, what do you mean? Even though we explain, like, okay, it could mean that you could permit a house with a side post on either side, but Taisa wonders, what's the question? Yeah, even if you don't have a side post, but Veskuvas Bais Mistam Makuru, generally we assume that a house's threshold is roofed. Generally, when you're walking into a house, it's roofed over. Therefore, we would say the halachic concept of we view the edge of a roof, which has some, although it's horizontal, it has some vertical on the thickness of the roof itself. We view it as if it came down and closed it off. So therefore, it's closed on four walls because you have the three walls. Even if the door is closed behind it, it doesn't make a difference because it has a fourth wall at the edge of the roof. Marie, the Re says, you're right, we have to be saying that it's talking about where it was not roofed. Because the Bekura, if it was roofed, no, then yeah, right, even if the door would be closed, Namikalifnim would be like the area of within, because we would say Pitiku Yer Besaisim, and then the Skuba would be surrounded with four walls. So Tesa brought the interpretation of Rashi, the Gemara's Havamin was only talking about the Skuba of a Movi, whereas according to Tesis, like he was Medaik from the word La'ilam, no, the Gemara is talking about whether it's by the threshold of a house or a mavli or of a chatzah. Now, that of the skufa is specifically talking about, Taisa says, the within the width of the thicker part of the walls all the way at the end of the mavli, which opens up into the Rishus HaRab. And therefore, if the door is open, then we view it like it's within. So though it only has three walls, but since it's bottled to the Yeri Bifnim, we view it as if it has four walls, like the inner part, which has the fourth wall, which is the opening, the Tzuris HaPesach, of where the door is. So it has like the halacha from within. Or the door itself actually has that halacha. But if the door is closed, then it's not bottled to what's within, and therefore it's only surrounded on three sides, and therefore the fourth side, which is totally breached to the area that's forbidden for it, therefore the halacha would be kilachutz, which says either means just not, it's just not like lefnim, or actually kilachutz, because it's open up to the area of a karmelis, which that's what the threshold becomes, is a karmelis. Because actually, biblically, we said it actually is a rishus hayachid. The continuing next taste of Maschil says begins with the words of the Gemara, Teicha Pesach, the area within the opening of the entryway, Ava Pishayim B'Dalet, we said that even though it doesn't have a width of four tvachim, still tzarch lechi achalatiri, still you need another lechi to permit the area of the threshold itself. Which Taisa asks a question on the Gemara's question and answers it. And that is, the Gemara had asked, how can you say that this skufa of the threshold, when the door is open, it's like within, but we brought this halacha that Taisa is quoting, that even though it's not dalet, you need another lechi to permit it. That was the Gemara's question. Says Taisa, if you're going to say, wait a second, La Rava, according to Rava, the Mukilah Beperakam of the Erevin, he explains this halacha in the first parak in Erevin, on the Tesamet Aleph, says this, that you need to have another lechi to permit the area of the doorway itself. Not the doorway, the threshold, the opening area. That specifically, the Hainu Davka Bepesuch, like Carmelis, only if it opens up to the area of a Carmelis. And the reason for that is, Mishum de Matzim Minas Mina Bener. Because, what literally the translation is, because the same species finds its own type, and Bener, and therefore it awakens it. In other words, the area that's within the Pesach is what it's similar to as a karmelis. It's just, but since it does not have a width of four tefachim, so therefore when it's open to a karmelis, the karmelis on the outside, it's the same min, it will supplement, it'll be neyer, the area of the threshold, to complete it to the area of four tefachim, to make it into a karmelis. But if, let's say, the mavoi opens up to a shasaram is not going to combine with the space of the threshold to complete it because they're considered as two different domains. And actually, the halacha would be that you would not require another lechi to permit it. So therefore, as Taisus, according to Rava, Luki, Ha'chalet, the Gemara explained the halacha, the chem, and the braisa, that when did we say if the doorway is open, it's like the area on within, even though there's no other lechi for it, but besuach le shasaram, when it's open up to the public domain, and that's why you don't need another lechi to permit it, because you don't say chayzim in there. And more of it says Tais Labai and Nami, even according to Abai Dulay Maflik Hosan Mimbasuk Le Karmelis Mimbasuk Lusha Sarabim, that he does not make this difference of Rabbah. It doesn't make a difference if it's open to a Karmelis Lusha Sarabim, still you need another Lechi to permit it. But still, according to Moshe, Nuki Biskuba Gabay Gimel, you could explain it to my threshold that has a height of 3 Tvachim. Why? Because in Perakam and the Erevin, the Gemara over there, in the first Perak in the Erevin, Muki Abai, he also qualifies as Halach, and he says, Hodet Sarach Lecha Achel Atiroi. This you need another side post to be permitted, is only Bidaleke Skupa and the Gears is Gimel. Only if you don't have a threshold that's a height of 3 Tvachim. Oy Bidaleke Skupa Klaw, if it doesn't have a threshold at all, but if it has a height of 3 Tvachim, then Abai does not require another Lecha to be permitted, because that's its own domain. It's like a Makam Tur. So why did Rav have to go through the difficulty of trying to find a different interpretation? That he said is talking about a scoop of a mobu, that half of it is covered a beam and half of it is not covered a cross beam, as the Gemara brings. Just say, according to either interpretation of Rav and Abaya, it's like those other qualifications which do not require another lechi to permit it. Says Tais Bishlim, what you could say is delay matzil ukmi hachi. No, we cannot have said it like this, because dimkein, if that would be the case, according to either interpretation, a fila nol namik elafnim. Because then even if the doorway would be closed, it would still have the halacha, like the inner part, because it's a makam tur. And the makam tur, which we said it would be, if let's say the threshold is 3 tvachim, it opens the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore you would be able to carry with him, even if the door is closed. But the Braisa says if the door is closed, you cannot. So therefore, v'chi kamar actually says, Taisus, when the Gemara says this, v'chi tame and less badal, and if you're going to say it doesn't have an area of 4 tvachim in the width, and therefore, oh, that's why you could carry in there, even without another lechi, which the Gemara says, you can't say that because, like our Ramaskal Taisus says, you still need. But says Taisus, based on what we're saying now, have a matzah lemifrich, the Gemara could have asked, if that's the case, that it doesn't have an area of 4, I feel a null nami. Then even if the door is closed, it would be like the area from within, because it would be makom ptur, because it doesn't have the dimensions of a karmelis, not of the height, like we were saying for Abaya, but in the width, in the length. And therefore, that Gemara could have said the same point, but it asked a different question instead, which anyways, even if it does have a makom dal, we said it does need another lechi to permit it. So Taisa told us that you cannot say that it's open up to Rosh Hashanah according to Rava, who does not require another lechi, or it does not have a height of 3 tvach, or has a height of does not have a height of according to Abaya, that we said that he says if it has a height of 3 tvachim, it does not require another lechi to permit it, because if so, then says Taisus, then even if the door was closed, the halacha would be that the threshold will have the area of lifnim, and since the Braisa says no, if it's closed, it doesn't. Therefore, we have to come up with a different approach, as the Gemara does, as we bring from Rav, that it was chetzi mekur v'chetzi ena mekur. Continue next taste of Masel. Let's begin with the words of the Gemara. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. It says hacha beiskupas mavoi askinan. Here we're talking about that it's a threshold of a mavoi, which Taisus comes to qualify this teaching of Rav Yehuda Merav. That is, the Gemara brought an answer that this halacha the acherim, that differentiates if the doorway is open, then the iskupa has halacha like within and it's permitted. If the door is closed, then it's like the area beyond it, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. He says it's talking about the threshold of a mavi. So Taisus qualifies and says dafke beiskupas mavi. Yes, we're specifically talking about the threshold of a mavi, because we're saying that this mavi is permitted with a crossbeam and not with a side post. And the Bryce is qualifying that the area beneath this, the crossbeam, that is going to be the permitted area. That is because Pesach Besuach, if the doorway is open, kilafnim, it's like the inner part. Why? Because kivin shakai ru'uyi lahatres amavai, since the crossbeam is an appropriate thing to permit a mavai. Because as Taisa explains, av bisha mavai ze in a tzarchlika, the truth is, this mavai does not really need the crossbeam. As we explained in the passing in the previous Taisas, shari yesh le dal mechitzis, the area within already has four walls. Shapesach v'hadeles brevias. You have the doorway and the door itself on the fourth side, which is you have the tzuris ha-pesach of the area of the door, and the crossbeam on top of that as considered mechitza. You don't need the crossbeam to permit the area. So therefore, it has four walls. But mikamakam, even so, kivin shirui lahatas amavi, since this crossbeam, which is beyond the doorway, it would be appropriate thing to permit a mavi, because that's the halacha, when the mavi is only closed on three sides, and the fourth side is open, you could use the kaira as a halacha of Eruv to go ahead and permit it. So therefore, even though you don't need in this case mitzdarv, because we have a door here, but mitzdarv yachad is still going to combine together, and it's as if this crossbeam was encompassing an area of dal tvachim, which we said then it could have a halacha as a wall, and therefore you could carry in the area beneath the crossbeam. Now that only applies, as Taisus has come to explain the Gemara, by the iskupa of the mavi. because I will be scupus chatzir bayis by the threshold of a courtyard or a house. Kivin shaykari ain't a ruila hatersham. Since of course it doesn't even have a theoretical domain over here to permit the area over there, because a cross beam which is less than four tvachim does not permit in an area besides that of a mavi. So there, a fill a pesach pasuch, even if the door would be open, it would be like the area beyond the Bereshis Rabbim, because we said in the Gemara, the case of Tumah where only half of it is covered with a crossbeam, which that wouldn't qualify in that of a bayis and the chatzah. Now, as Taisa actually explains, and the Gemara had to say, they were talking about specifically a case where only half of it is covered with a crossbeam, because actually if all of it was covered with a crossbeam, I feel no, then even if the door was closed, it would have a halacha as the permitted area within. Because the stam is scoopish, generally a threshold that's in the opening of the doorway, of the entryway, is rechavat dal, has a width of four tfachim. And therefore then it would be covered, all of it, with a kaira, which would be four tfachim. And then the beam would be permitting it because you have it encompassing an area of four, which is the minimum to be considered as a mechitza. And then you'd say, pitiko yer v'saisim. So, Tais is bothered. And this that we're saying, that generally we could presume that in the skupa, that's b'teicha pesach, has a width of four. Tais says, ay avagav the uki is skupa dar batanikamo. This, the halacha we're discussing here on this daf, is the achirim. The achirim is from the brayse we mentioned, the vav. The tanikamo was also talking about a threshold. Tanakama says, oh, you could have someone standing on the threshold, take from the balabais and give to him, take from the ani and give to him, as long as he doesn't use as a point of transfer between Rishus and Yuchat and Rishus Harab. And we explain, what's that threshold? Togma be'ein rochavadal, which does not have a width of four tfachim. Therefore, we said it's a makam patur, and therefore you can carry from either domain. But one thing is, we see that in the skupa does not have an area 4x4. Says Taisis, hasa mayri baymed is chutz la'eva pesach. They were talking about where the threshold is beyond the width of the pesach. That's the case of the Tanakama's threshold. Oh, that could be less than the area of four. The Chemra talked about, as we explained in the previous place, that the threshold is within the area of the Mavi itself, towards the end of it. There we presume that it's an area of 4x4, and that's why we cannot say that all of it would be covered with a crossbeam, because then even if the door was closed, like we said, it would be permitted, like the area Kalifnim. Now, moreover, another explanation, Taisa says, the Badavka Kiruya. This that we're saying that half of it is covered with a crossbeam, that's specifically klapi pnim, that the area within, towards the area of the mavi, that's what we say, that if the doorway is open, then it's like from within, but if the door is closed, it's like the area beyond it. Because avol, but says Taisis, if the part that's that covered with a crossbeam of the threshold is klapi chutz, is in the outer part of the threshold, then I feel no, then even if the door was closed, havi kilifnim, it would still be like the area from within. Why? Because Ksav Rav holds chuda chitz in yard b'saisim, the outer part of the beam comes down and it's like a virtual wall closing it off. Like the master parakam of the Evan, like the Gemara concludes at in the first parak in the Evan of Ches Amid Beis. So it would be as if there's a wall there at the edge of the threshold. Now, since even though the beam is not four tefachim wide itself, but since there's a wall there at the edge, so you have over here an area that's surrounded with four walls, then it would be permitted. So therefore, we have to say that it's actually in the inner part, not the outer part. But says Taisa, "B'huadin da'va matzal minka tefach echad makuru bikarui b'em tzoy." The truth is, it didn't have to be the inner part. It could even be that this one tefach of the crossbeam, that's actually in the middle of the threshold, which we say half is covered, half is not. B'vat sheyehei poches marba, as long as there's less than four tefach mechud achitzin from the outer part of the crossbeam, shalaisa tefach of that tefach of the crossbeam out of delos until the door which is behind it. Because like we said, if it would have an area for tefachim until the door would be considered a significant area and it would have the halacha as of the mavim would be permitted, even if the door would be closed. So therefore, it doesn't have to be the inner part, it could really be the middle, but as long as not the outer part, because then it would be an area of 4x4, and therefore then it actually would be permitted even if the door would be closed. So Taisa explained to us that why we have to say it's talking about specifically in the skupa of a mavim, because only by a mavim do we say that the crossbeam permits it even hypothetical. And therefore, even in this case where you don't need it, but it's going to be considered as part of the mavi. But by threshold of a house in a courtyard where the beam does not permit it, then it's not going to be part of the inner area, even if the door is open. Now, more of a taste has said that if all of the threshold was covered with a beam, not like our Gemara says half is covered, half is not, or even if the cross beam was on the outer part, even if the door is closed, in both of those cases it would be kilifnim, and therefore it must be told about in the inner part. But the truth is, this taste actually, this one tefach cross beam could even be in the middle of the threshold, as long as there's less than 4 tefachim from the outer part of the beam until the door which is behind it. And therefore, it's tally if the door is open or if it's closed. Next test begins with the words of the Gemara, Gezeir Mishum Tel B'Shazaram. It's a decree because of a mound, a pile in the public domain. Which Tais explains, first of all, in which situations Remeir did not say this Gezeir, and moreover, that in this case, the halacha is not going to be like the Gezeir of Meir. The Gemara brother, Remeir holds, you're not allowed to carry in two domains, that's really one domain. For example, if you have a beam that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in Rosh HaSayachid, so although they're both Rosh HaSayachid, and that beam is in your Rosh HaSayachid, you're not allowed to shoulder your loads on that because you might come to do the same thing with Rosh HaSarabim, and that would be a biblical violation from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaSayachid. Now, Aymer Reader, he says, the Mibayis La'aliyah, from the first story to the upper story, from a house to an upper story, Loy Aser Emeir L'Talta, the Emeir did not make it forbidden to carry, which although that seemingly is two Rosh HaSayachids, it should be the same thing. No, because the Loyava L'Talta B'Kach Mesh HaSaram L'Aliyah, here the Gezer wouldn't apply that, oh, you might come to do the same thing to carry from Rosh HaSaram to the second story, because the Minka Mechitzasa, because the walls are recognizable, everyone knows that it's in the same house, and that it's Rosh HaSayachid, but Loy Toa Inche B'Hachi, people are not going to make that mistake to come to permit to carry from Rosh HaSarabim to the upper story. Specifically, a mound in the private domain, Gazer Atu Tel B'Shasaram. That's where we make a decree for a similar case of a mound in the public domain, because they're like a mechitzis. There's no walls right around the mound. It's not recognizable what you're doing. It looks the same thing what you would do in the public domain, and therefore we don't let you do that even in your own Rishas Hayachah. Now, moreover, Taisa says that Bereish Kolgagas, in the beginning of Perkol Gagas, and that's an Erevin of Petesh Manav, Mefarish, the Gemara explains, the Loyam Remeir may did not say this Gezer that we're quoting here in our Gemara, El Kugan Amud, V'Amas Rechaim, only like we're saying in our Gemara, of a beam, a pillar, or the part where the mill is the platform of the mill. The Kavi, which those are permanent things, they're not movable items, that is something that would make the Gezer. Avalei Mechtesh is of a Dramataltlam, but it does not apply to a mortar or things which are movable, there, even if it has a height of 10 tefachim and a width of 4, that we don't make the gzera of utilizing its height in a Rosh HaSayachid or to Rosh HaSarab. Another idea of Aymer Reis is the Avogab the Kamel Kremeir, because they raise, although we generally rule like Kremeir regarding his decrees of Filagabi Ram, even when he's in dispute with the majority, like it's obvious from the Gemara and Ksubas, Abnan Zayin and Alf. This that Remeir says it's forbidden to delay staying with his wife. Even for one moment, but like Suba without a marriage document, and we rule like him in contrast to the Rabbim. Now halach of our Gemara, actually we do not rule like Remeir. How do we know this? Because the Perikol Gagas in Erevin of Tzadi Alf and Alf Paskin Behedi, the Gemara explicitly rules that halach is Kareb Shimon de Poligala, who is disputing Remeir. Because Vokama, his halacha that the Gemara rules explicitly like Reb Shimon, he says Echad Gagas, whether with roofs, Echad Chateres, whether with courts, Echad Kapifas, or whether large enclosed areas that's for non-residential purposes, he says Rishus Achas Hain, they're considered as one domain, Lekelim Shoshavas B'Teichen, to vessels that have been there at the start of Shabbos, which is Vishari L'Talta Magag L'Chatzah, that you're allowed to carry from a roof to a courtyard. And therefore, you don't make a decree that you might come to carry from that domain to the similar idea in Rishus Arab. Obviously, although it's the same idea like Remeir, that we don't rule like Remeir, rather we rule like Reb Shimon, as the Gemara explicitly rules like him. So Tosfos told us that from a bias to an aliyah, the Remeir did not say it's forbidden. He also did not make it forbidden to shoulder on something that doesn't, it's not a permanent thing, it's a movable thing. And moreover, that although generally we rule like Remeir regarding his gzeiros, here it's obvious from the Gemara in Perikol Gagas that we do not rule like Remeir in this gzeiro of our Gemara here regarding the tel, atu tel b'shasar.